The Sports Voice, Country 103.9 WRBI, welcomes you to exciting coverage of area high school basketball action. Time now for WRBI's Countdown to Tip-Off.
And back from the friendly confines of the Eagles Nest to Jacksonville High School, we once again say good evening and welcome to the 49th Annual Girls Ripley County Basketball Tournament. We've got our consolation game in the books, and now our sights are set on what should be a fantastic championship game matchup as the Batesville Lady Bulldogs coming in with a record of 11-7, and more importantly, coming in as defending Ripley County Tournament champions. But they have quite the challenger in the South Ripley Lady Raiders, who enter tonight with a 10-5 overall record. Rob LaFerry, Jim Williams here with you tonight. Both these teams, Jim, punched their tickets to the title game on Tuesday. We already said South Ripley, a winner over Milan by a final score of 37-28. Batesville with a 55-45 decision over Jacksonville. That one coming late in the second half for them to pull that one away. So you've got what many consider could be the top two teams in Ripley County, and a chance tonight one of them will have bragging rights up until the tournament next season.
They certainly are those top two, Rob, and I tell you, Batesville is probably the team I've seen the most in my 4 weeks or so here in Southeast Indiana, and I can tell you that on, Tuesday night.
Yeah, there you go. The day in the wintertime, the days mixed together.
And they took Thursday off. On Tuesday night, in their opening game here at Jacksonville in the league tournament, Batesville looked completely different than the several games I'd seen prior to that. And that is the post women in the form of Lydia Haskamp, as well as, Lydia, the big guy, Allie Peters and Lydia, both around 6 feet, really came out from under the bucket and asserted themselves in a much more offensive, I don't mean offensive, but dealing a lot more offense at the other squad's defense and really being effective at it, adding a dimension that Coach Mitchell Taylor's team didn't seem to have had previously. And so it's really impressive. If they do it again tonight against South Ripley, we could be in for a heck of an interesting contest.
Batesville is coming in. They've won 5 of their last 6, and that includes 3 in a row dating back to December 28th. They beat Kokomo and Charlestown to wrap up that Scottsburg tournament before beating Jacksonville on Tuesday night. We've mentioned names like Haskamp and Peters. A couple other things of note for Batesville. It is nice to see Sophie Gazelle back out on the floor after the injury. And in the time that they were away from her, we got to see the emergence of quite the guard for the Lady Bulldogs team, because not only do you have those returning names, but that freshman in Kaylin Kathman has been a real weapon for Batesville.
I had noticed Kaylin when she first started starting about midway through my second week, and it's like, what? They have a ninth grader out there? You're kidding me. And she is a court general. She is in command when she's running things, and she is running things. And, yes, definitely watch out for Kathman. And she had a couple three-pointers in the game the other night. And really, really an impressive young woman.
Take a look at Batesville on paper. Everything's rocking and rolling for the Lady Bulldogs. But a challenger ahead in just a few minutes. The South Ripley Lady Raiders are 10-5 on the season. We will step aside and take a timeout. Come back and talk about that South Ripley team. It's the Girls Ripley County Tournament Championship game tonight. Pre-game action right here on the Sports Voice Country 103.9 WRBI.
Ivy Tech, your hometown college, is proud to support our local student athletes. Ivy Tech offers over 70 in-demand programs like business, healthcare, advanced manufacturing, and more. Classes are offered in person and online at our Batesville and Lawrenceburg locations. Discover the option that's right for you during Tuesday at the Tech visit days. For more information, go to ivytech.edu/Tuesdays and come check out the Tech.
Osgood Utilities reminds you to know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. Whether it's gas, water, or sewer work being done on your property, insists on it. Osgood Utilities also salutes the Jack Sendell boys and girls basketball teams and wishes them well in the Ripley County Tournament. Organized sports teaches lessons in hard work and teamwork that will stay with these young men and women for life. Osgood Utilities, reminding you to be safe and dial 811 before you dig.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
Rob and Jim with you on this Friday night in Ripley County. First weekend of January always means county tourney time for us here in the area. Getting ready for that girls' championship game tonight as South Ripley takes on Batesville. Jim and I have already talked about the Batesville Lady Bulldogs. Let's talk about the South Ripley Lady Raiders and head coach Matt McNew. 10-5 on the year. They have won five of their last six as well, just like Batesville. They are currently on a two-game win streak. That came back on December 21st in a win against Knightstown, 44-26, before defeating Milan on Tuesday night, 37-28. A couple things for me that stand out about South Ripley. Number one, even though this team has been hampered by injuries, they have been able to still defy some less expectations because of those injuries. They're still a force to be reckoned with, and they're starting to get everyone but Morgan Brightwell, who's out for the year, back into the action.
And we saw Morgan on her crutches just a few moments ago, and what a huge loss, I'm told, she is for the Raiders. But you're absolutely right. They looked terrific, Rob, on Tuesday, and it was an impressive victory. Even though it was only 37-28 over Milan. That's a deceptive score, certainly given how Milan played tonight. South Ripley might have been able to rack up a ton more points on them. But, yes, I was definitely impressed with the way they got the ball around. They had a lot of women competing and really making an effort. They're going to need that against this taller Batesville squad. That's one thing the Bulldogs are going to have on you is height.
The one thing I like that you said, a lot competing.
Yes.
And for South Ripley, that is what it has taken to overcome the injuries. It's been a next man up mentality or next girl mentality for the South Ripley team. In that process, they found some players as well. A couple from the other night that were extremely impressive. You talk about their floor leader in Reese Opendorf, but you've also got the junior Lexi Franklin underneath.
Correct.
Both of those have played really good basketball the last few weeks.
Lexi did, however, get into foul trouble late in the game, and she didn't foul out, but she was appearing to worry some of the Raider folks. She certainly is the kind of physical presence you want inside, that nobody's going to go directly through her to the bucket. They're going to have to get her out of the way some other way, and watch out for her to block your shot too.
Claire Samples, a freshman, is back into the mix, although it's going to take her a little bit more time to get back into the flow, but maybe a game like tonight she is able to do that. But the other one that you mentioned off mic to me that you're a big fan of, and that's their senior leader away from Opendorf in,
yes,
Lydia Cornett.
Absolutely. The senior Lydia only scored 7 points to Opendorf's 13 on Tuesday, but she appears to have that leadership quality. She's steady, she's smooth, she's seeing the floor from what we could tell, and again, one of those people that plays well with the ball and without it.
And I think when you take a look at South Ripley and Batesville, both from a whole standpoint, we have had one common thing, that a lot has changed for both teams.
Oh, gosh,
over,
yes,
the course of the year.
Oh, gosh, yes.
And so when we talk about Batesville beating South Ripley 44-32 all the way back on November 18th, I think that's a fact that after we mentioned it, you just throw it out, because with all those changes and players developing and they're going through different processes, this is practically a whole new ball club for both of these programs. And at this point in the season, with these two matched up again, anything can happen. There's a lot of different things that we could take a look at.
Absolutely. And just a couple quick stats for South Ripley. Reese Obendorf is shooting 45% from the field, averaging more than 10 points per game. And also Claire Samples is stealing as many as 2.3 balls per game. For the Bulldogs, it is Allie Peters with more than 9 points at 9.2 per contest. Field goal percentage at 51. And again, she's inside getting all those easy bunny shots at 6 feet tall. Marley Obermeyer, if she's available, will be a definite difference maker for the Bulldogs. She shoots 68% from the free throw line. Lydia Cornett does exactly that, 74% when you foul her for South Ripley. So there is a lot to take a look at. Kaylin Kathman, remember, 34% from three. And that is nothing to sneeze at in this era. Claire Samples, however, 31% for Ripley.
That's the tail of the tape, and that means we are about ready for game time. We will step aside and take a one-minute timeout. When we come back, starting lineups and tip-off of the Ripley County Girls Basketball Tournament Championship game. Will it be South Ripley or will it be Batesville? Stick with us and find out. It's the Sports Voice, Country 103.9 WRBI.
Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep is a proud sponsor of local athletics. I'm Michelle Galk, and at Batesville Chrysler, we value this community and the relationships we've built with our customers. As your hometown car dealer, we understand the importance of staying connected to the community. We commend all our student-athletes and their hard work and dedication. That's why we're proud to sponsor local sports coverage so that fans can stay connected no matter where we are. Remember, you can buy a car anywhere, but when you buy at Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep, we can all work together to support the future of this great community.
Cecil Eisen from Eisen's Family Pizza. We are hiring. We have open positions in our front and back of house, including counter and order taking, food prep, pizza making, and closing duties. Stop in at 117 East George Street and pick up an application today. Don't forget to pick up some pizza sticks with our amazing cheese sauce. Yummy. The award-winning Eisen's Family Pizza, 812-933-0333, eisensfamilypizza.com, or 117 East George Street, downtown Batesville.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
Rob LeFerry, Jim Williams with you. South Ripley, Batesville for the Ripley County Girls Basketball Tournament Championship. Let's go ahead and take a look at the starting lineups for tonight's matchup. First for the South Ripley Lady Raiders under the direction of fifth-year head coach Matt McNew. They'll go like this, a 5'9 senior, number 10, Susie Gunner. A 5'8 freshman, number 11, Claire Samples. A 5'7 senior, number 15, Lydia Cornett. A 5'8 senior, number 20, Reese Opendorf. And a 5'10 junior, number 43, Lexi Franklin. Again for the Lady Raiders, Gunner, Samples, Cornett, Opendorf, and Franklin. For the Batesville Lady Bulldogs, they will run this way. A 5'7 freshman, number 5, Kaylin Kathman. A 5'11 junior, number 23, Sophie Gazelle. A 5'7 junior, number 24, Marley Obermeyer. And then a 5'11 junior, number 40, Allison Peters. And a 6'1 junior, number 44, Lydia Haskamp. So for Batesville, Kathman, Gazelle, Obermeyer, Peters, Haskamp, that is the lineup for head coach Mitchell Taylor in what is now his third season at the helm of the Batesville Lady Bulldogs. Make it exactly year number two, not three.
And having Gazelle back is one thing, but having both Obermeyer and Gazelle back, Rob, should be a huge difference maker for Batesville. Those two can pack a punch indeed.
One change to the starting lineup for Batesville. Misread the number. It's actually going to be Madeline Haskamp getting the start, not Obermeyer for this Batesville program. My apologies.
Maddie is only a freshman, but has acquitted herself well in earlier games.
So both teams heading out towards center circle. Quick check of the fashion report. South Ripley in the forest green uniforms, white letters and numbers. Batesville in the home whites. They have got all blue letters and numbers. A good crowd is on hand for this championship matchup. Obendorf will jump center against Peters of Batesville. Fans on each side on their feet. The hands are clapping. And with the blow of the whistle, we are ready to go. Ball is in the air. Tip-off controlled by Batesville. And the Lady Bulldogs going from left to right on your radio dial in the first half. South Ripley will immediately go to the 2-3 zone to negate that size advantage of Batesville. Inside, that's going to be Lydia Haskamp. They'll feed it to Peters, but she has to go outside. They'll put it in the hands of Kathman. Kathman now goes out underneath to Peters. Peters cross court to Gazelle. Now Gazelle to Lydia Haskamp for two. No good. Rebound South Ripley. The Raiders are on the run. Samples has it. She'll now go left wing. A two gunner now swings it on the right side to Obendorf. 7:22 in the first quarter. It is no score in this championship game. Obendorf will drive, kicks out to Cornette, right side, baseline drive, pass is tipped, it will stay with South Ripley as it goes out of bounds.
Good hand action by the Bulldogs to get a finger on that one, but it does leave the ball in possession of South Ripley. Let's see.
Obendorf will trigger it here to Samples, the freshman. Samples on the right side, into the corner to Gunner, off the ball screen set by Franklin, up top it goes Obendorf. Reese will drive, kicks it out. Franklin for two. South Ripley strikes first. A nice look on the drive and an open kick to Lexi Franklin. South Ripley 2, Batesville 0, but Batesville with the basketball. There's that zone again. Ripley will put Samples and Obendorf up top. Kathman gets it right, elbow high post to Peters. Peters puts the ball on the floor. Gets it out. Gazelle for three. That one in and out. Rebound again. South Ripley, the long arms of Gunner, gets it. Up ahead, Samples. Samples double team. Gets it out. Free throw line. Franklin. Now Gunner left wing three. That one two bounces. It's a no-go. And then South Ripley fails to get back defensively. And Allie Peters makes him pay with the wide open layup.
Good move by Allie to get out ahead of the defense.
2-2 game. Six to go, first quarter. South Ripley basketball, they will lose it out of bounds. That's a turnover. Matt McNew wanting a foul called on the bump against Cornette, but no call on that one. And Batesville with a chance to take the lead. They'll walk it up middle of the floor across the timeline with Kathman. Now Gazelle on the right wing, quickly back to Kathman. Kalen swings it on the left side to Maddie Haskamp. Haskamp, cross court, Kathman, three, too strong, rebound, tie up. That arrow is going to favor South Ripley on the jump ball.
And just to remind folks, on Tuesday, Rob, it was Kalen with three threes in the first quarter, so she may not be warmed up yet.
5:38, still tied up at two. South Ripley basketball, and here comes that 1-2-2 half-court trap for Batesville. Ripley breaks through the pressure. They'll go cross court. Samples, right wing, three. Falls short on the front of the rim. Ripley offensive rebound. Obendorf looking for Franklin inside. Gets her, but now a foul called from behind. This will be the first foul of the evening, and that's going to go against Allison Peters, and that'll be her first. Take that back. Madeline Haskamp gets whistled for it. It'll be number one for her. There was a 20 and a 40 down there. Hard to tell which one was in front of the zero. Shot up, and Reese Obendorf somehow gets that one to go down. 4-2 South Ripley. Batesville, 5 to go in the first quarter, has it on the left wing. Dumping it to Peters, free throw line, extra fine to Gazelle off the glass. They'll use Gazelle as a baseline runner against the zone, and she's able to connect for her first bucket. We're tied at 4.
So if he gives you that, she can sneak around behind the defense.
Nearing the midway mark of the first quarter. Ripley again. Obendorf with the shot. She connects, and she'll get fouled in the process. And Reese Obendorf not only gives South Ripley a 6-4 lead, but she has a try at the three-point play.
Foul charge to Lydia Haskamp at 6'1". Her first.
Aubrey Warner going to come in for South Ripley. And Susie Gunner is going to go ahead and take a seat. Obendorf's free throw is off the front of the rim, no good, but then Peters loses the rebound, and South Ripley right back with it. They can extend the two-point lead at the 4:44 mark of the first.
And Rob, even though she missed the shot, it's important to remind two team fouls on Batesville, none on South Ripley yet.
Warner gets the inbounds pass. We'll go top of the key to Lexi Franklin. Now Samples to Warner in the left corner. Head fake and drive. Warner wide open, but maybe a little too wide open. She'll lose it out of bounds, but then it goes off the foot of a Batesville defender on the baseline. So South Ripley maintains possession, and we're going to see Sydney Campbell come in for the first time for Batesville to replace Lydia Haskamp.
And that loses a lot of height for the Bulldog defense.
Campbell comes in at 5'9". She is a freshman. 6'4". South Ripley with the lead and the basketball. Obendorf on the right wing to Cornette. Cornette back out. Obendorf thought about the three. Ball knocked out of bounds and still belongs to the Lady Raiders. Sample's going to come out of the game, and you put Gunner back in. And that is one thing with Samples coming back from injury. You have to still watch some of those minutes as she's getting out on the floor. Half-court trap in effect for Batesville. South Ripley at the free throw line. Franklin underneath gets wide open for two. And good. It's an 8-4 game.
Good position by Alexi there.
She's got a total of 4 points. 8-4 Lady Raiders. Batesville ball underneath. Peters left elbow with the basketball up top to Kaufman. 3:50 to go in the first quarter. Ball is out to Campbell on the right side. Bounce pass out. Now at the free throw line, Peters. Kick out Kaufman. Right wing three. That one up, in and out. Offensive board right there for Campbell, and it's in for two.
Good work by the freshman.
Batesville now down by two at 8-6. 3:25.
At the Napoleon State Bank, we believe that banking locally means our customers get the service they deserve. Local doesn't mean small. At the Napoleon State Bank, we believe local means caring, listening, advocating, growing businesses, supporting community, and having your best interest at the heart of everything we do. With so much uncertain in the world, your bank should bring you peace of mind. Come into the Napoleon State Bank today and let us show you the difference a local bank can make.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
When looking for the highest standard of HVAC service and care, turn to Hurt & Elko, your local Lennox Premier dealer. Hurt & Elko and their Premier dealer status means you are certain to be working with a company who has the highest level of training, professionalism, and customer satisfaction. For a limited time, they're offering up to $1,900 in rebates on a brand new Lennox system or finance with low monthly payments. Call Hurt & Elko today at 812-934-4646 or visit them online at hurt-elko.com to learn more. Conditions apply. See dealer for details.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
Quick technical difficulty from us, but Rob LaFerry, Jim Williams back with you. This Ripley County Girls Basketball Championship game. Batesville on a run. They lead South Ripley 10-8. 2:20 to go in the first quarter with the basketball. Sydney Campbell on the right side. Bulldogs will work it around. They'll find Peters underneath. Peters against Franklin. Kicks it out to Maddie Haskamp. Now to Campbell in the right corner. Campbell, double team. Good defense by South Ripley. Finally finds Kaufman. Now Peters at the free throw line. Kicks it out again. Finds Gazelle. Back to Peters it goes. Out now right side Campbell. She'll drive. Shot up. Too strong. Offensive rebound, though, Batesville. They'll reset. Peters fires underneath the Gazelle, off the glass on the left side for two. So Gazelle now with 4 points. Batesville, after trailing by four, is now on an 8-0 run. They lead 12-8, 1:35 left in the first. Warner shot no good. Sydney Campbell with the rebound. Lady Bulldogs can't extend the lead. Campbell up ahead, shot up, and good. Campbell off the bench with 4 points, and South Ripley head coach Matt McNew is going to have to take a 30-second timeout.
That's the freshman Campbell with 4 points, so really making her presence felt already, Rob. And also, we should point out, if folks missed us for a few moments there, Allie Peters is doing what she started doing earlier this week in the first-round game, is playing much more like a guard than a post. Running the court and getting layups to go.
6 points for Peters. Campbell with four. Gazelle with four. Meanwhile, for South Ripley, you've got Obendorf with four and Lexi Franklin with four. But now that Batesville is up and going and scoring the basketball, their opportunities are going away because Batesville's pressure on the full court is really starting to pay dividends. Right. South Ripley, three turnovers in the last 2 minutes.
And the lone senior for Batesville, Claire Sainer, is up off the bench. She may be coming in here, maybe not, but When she's out there, she provides excellent leadership, and it keeps everybody organized. But they have looked terrific so far. There's nothing wrong with the Raiders. They just need to get more opportunities to get it in the bucket.
And perhaps a timeout called by Coach McNew will get them settled down here a little bit. South Ripley will have the basketball out of the 30-second timeout.
And Peters is out. Lydia Haskamp back in.
Haskamp came out after a quick foul in this first quarter, so she will try not to pick up two. But if South Ripley can break through the pressure, my bet is you try and go Opendorf driving or feed it to Franklin to see if you can get Haskamp to bite on the foul.
Money's on Opendorf, you bet.
South Ripley has to go full court against this 1-2-2 full court pressure. Bounce pass, turnover. Samples gives it away. Up ahead, Gazelle off the glass. She's now got six. And just like that, 16-8 Batesville.
The remainder of that wrist injury not bothering her at all.
1 minute to go. Batesville, another steal. But then they turn it right back over. A bad pass thrown. Tie up on the floor. And the arrow favors Batesville. So now another miscue racked up for the Lady Raiders. And so Aubrey Warner is going to come out for South Ripley. And Reese Opendorf is back in after a very quick rest.
Terry. And Reese is going to be inbounding on the baseline.
Well, no, it's going to be Batesville ball. Yep, there was confusion there with the officials, and Batesville fans quickly say, hey, that should be ours.
Coach Taylor was with them on that, too.
55 seconds in the first quarter, 16-8 Lady Bulldogs. Off the inbounds up top, it's going to be Campbell. She'll hand off here to Maddie Haskamp, swings it on the left side to Kathman. Kathman going to take some time off the clock here. Batesville in a 1-3-1 offense against South Ripley's now 3-2 zone. As Batesville works it around, Lydia Haskin gets it up top to Kathman. Batesville now at 30 seconds to go in the first. And throw a bad pass, it's a turnover. Reese Opendorf with the steal. Up ahead, layup, too strong. Rebound Batesville. But then South Ripley steals it. There's Lydia Cornett, but her layup cannot go. And now we've got a foul on a Raider offensive rebound. This will go against the Lady Bulldogs.
There's going to be Kaylin Kathman with her first 13 foul for the Bulldogs.
Substitution coming in for Batesville. That's going to be number 30, Claire Sainer, coming in. And you're going to go ahead and get Maddie Haskamp out. Atlison Peters checks back in. She will replace Lydia Haskamp. And now it's actually going to be Maddie Haskamp staying in. Kathman's going to come out. That's a lot of names to juggle in a short period.
That is. Nice
job.
Thank you. You did well.
Well, when you teach for a living, you've got all those names
to
know. 16 seconds. South Ripley ball up top. Gunner over to Samples. Samples now throws to Franklin, right wing to Opendorf with 8 seconds to go. Opendorf will drive. Shot up, no good. But then it's going to be, I believe, either Campbell or Gazelle that's going to foul her in the act. So Opendorf will get two free throws to shoot with 5.9 seconds on the clock in this first quarter, and it will go against Gazelle.
It's Sophie Gazelle with her first. The wrist injury not bothering her, but she felt like she had a legitimate steal there. And obviously, the officials differed.
Unfortunately, the official says that she hit someone else's wrist, but
correct.
Opendorf misses the first free throw. One more attempt coming up for Opendorf, 5'8 senior. 16-8 Lady Bulldogs. Opendorf trying to make this a 7-point game, and she does. 5 seconds to go. Batesville will get one final shot. Gazelle going to fire it up and gets it knocked away from behind. And that takes us to the end of the first quarter. It was South Ripley with a strong start. But then Batesville is the one who finishes strong in the end. And they overtake the Lady Raiders, who take a 16-9 lead into the second quarter. You are listening to the girls Ripley County Basketball Tournament Championship game on the Sports Voice, Country 103.9 WRBI.
Welcome to Allstate, where saving on your auto insurance is kind of like a joyride. You, your car, and an open road may be your best friend, too. The music is chill, and so is the traffic. Allstate, here better protection costs a whole lot less. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Contact Batesville and Shelbyville Allstate agent Mary Huntington for a quote today. Allstate and affiliates offer products and services subject to availability, terms, and conditions.
Are you in control of your planter? Knowing what your planter's doing is the only way to make your best planter pass every time. With Precision Planting Seed Sense, you get the ultimate planter monitor and diagnostic tool that tells you what you need to know, from population to downforce and more. So take control of your planter. Visit planterofthefuture.com. Try Seed Sense and more to transform your planter with Blackhawk Precision Ag, State Road 3, just north of Greensburg. Call 593-0405 or visit blackhawkag.com today.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
.9 WRBI, and South Ripley comes out with the score to begin the second quarter of play.
WRBI Batesville.
7:30, 16-11. And did not see who scored that one for South Ripley, did you?
I didn't either. I'm guessing it was Susie Gunter, but I'm not sure. I'll double-check at the scores table at halftime.
WRBI Batesville, Brookville, Greensburg Versailles. Rob LaFerry, Jim Williams with you on this Friday night. 5-point Batesville lead in this girls' Ripley County Tournament Championship game. Lady Bulldogs have it 16-11. Trying to extend that advantage, they have led by as many as 8 in the first half. South Ripley at 1 point, up by 4 early, but then Batesville on an 8-0 run to take control. Good defense up top by South Ripley, and we're going to get a jump ball call, and this will favor Batesville.
Still good work by Claire Samples to have her hands all over that ball.
So arrow favors Lady Bulldogs. South Ripley had it to begin the second frame. We got 7:08 to go here in this second period. Lady Bulldogs will inbound. Kaylin Kaufman back in. Claire Sainer gets it temporarily. Now swings it over to Campbell. Sainer with it. Pass knocked out. And it will remain with the white and blue.
Lydia Cornett with the quick hands.
Hit a fan in the head in the process, who appears to be okay. Unlike baseball, though, you don't get to go home with the game ball.
No.
6:52, Batesville underneath. Peters, hot hand in the first quarter with 6 points, gives it off to Sydney Campbell, and then Campbell will double dribble. And that right there is a freshman mistake.
Yes, exactly. The problem with the youth.
Here comes that press again for Batesville, and did it for South Ripley into some turnovers late in the first quarter. Opendorf has it, gets across the timeline, and then gets her pocket picked by Peters. Peters with another chance for a transition layup, but she heard footsteps behind and is unable to connect.
That kind of plays what I've been talking about, Rob. Peters playing much more like a guard in the last few games than her usual post.
South Ripley can cut this down to a one-possession game, and a shot wide open underneath is missed by Samples, and then a foul called against the Lady Raiders. That will be Samples in frustration. And for Claire, that will be foul number one. And I believe that is South Ripley's first foul of the ball game.
It is indeed. So both teams playing pretty cleanly so far. Three fouls, however, on Batesville.
Madeline Haskamp, Sophie Gazelle in for Batesville. So the starters are back in for the Lady Bulldogs. And Batesville will hold on to its two-possession lead, still 16-11. Not a whole lot going offensively for either of these schools here to start out this second period. Batesville will slow it up against the Raider zone. They'll have Kaufman up top with number 20, Madeline Haskamp. Now they'll go out to Gazelle, cross-court left side to Haskamp. Quickly back to Kaufman. Bulldogs will just work it around as we are now under 6 to go before halftime. Peters underneath. Nice find from Gazelle, and for Allison Peters, she's got a total of 8.
Good.
That was just good ball movement to get her open.
Yep, exactly the right kind of pass.
18-11, Lady Bulldogs. South Ripley facing the pressure again in the full court, and they will turn it over. Almost ball out of bounds. Last touch by Peters. And really, when we talk about this pressure defense for Batesville, it's been Peters who's been the one terrorizing them with that long arm up in the air.
And again, Lydia Haskamp comes out and does the same thing. I think Coach Taylor's getting the most out of his bigs now, and they're playing like much more versatile women.
5:25, Lady Raider basketball. Cross court, Susie Gunner to the right wing, Claire Samples. Samples out to Gunner. Ball fake and pass out up top to Reese Opendorf. Opendorf back to Gunner. They're looking for Franklin. Instead have to go cross court to Cornette. Left elbow jumper, nothing but net for Cornette. That's her first basket of the ball game. She's got two. South Ripley back down, 18-13. 4:57 on the game clock. Free throw line, Peters for Batesville. Lady Bulldogs trying to answer back. Lydia Haskamp has it underneath. We got a foul on the floor, and this will go against Susie Gunner. That will be her first.
And only the second team foul for the Raiders. So Batesville has three, and South Ripley has two. Peters getting a break with Maddie Haskamp coming back. Or excuse me, with Sydney Campbell coming back in.
Underneath, Lydia Haskamp loses handle of the basketball. South Ripley's got the numbers up front. Obendorf up, misses the layup, but hit from behind. She's at the free throw line where she's one of two, and she will have two more opportunities.
This is going to be charged to Sydney Campbell, the freshman's first. Fourth team foul.
Fourth team foul, but just the first here of the second quarter. With fouls resetting now every quarter. And Obendorf misses that first free throw.
No bonuses.
Aubrey Warner back in for South Ripley. Claire Samples will take a seat. One more attempt for Obendorf coming up. You look at her numbers so far. She has got 5 points here in the first half. Free throw number two, also no good. Almost gets her own rebound, but beating her to it is Lydia Haskamp, and here comes Batesville. 5-point lead. Kathman gets blocked by Franklin. Batesville wants a foul called on that one. South Ripley ball back. A chance again to make this a one-possession game, and then you've got Opendorf hit from behind, and that foul will go against Madeline Haskamp, and Jim, that'll be her second.
Yes, it will, and the second of the period. Maddie's heading for the sideline. Claire Sainer back in.
4:29, second quarter, 18-13 Batesville. Not much in terms of scoring here in the second quarter for either school. Warner has it. She'll drive right baseline. Finds Franklin, but then Franklin does not get a handle of it. Turnover South Ripley. Midway now through the second quarter, underneath Sophie Gazelle for Batesville. Turnaround jumper up, no good. A putback by Gazelle rims out. Cornette gets the rebound for South Ripley. Lady Raiders push up with Warner in the right corner. Now Obendorf on the wing, that same side. She'll back it out. Volleyball line extended up near center court. Set up the South Ripley offense. Cornette gets the handoff. Now goes to Warner, now Franklin. She will drive. Kicks it out, finds Gunner for three, off the glass. Bank is open on a Friday night for Susie Gunner. She's got 5 points to share team high honors for South Ripley. And the Lady Raiders are now just down by two, 18-16. Batesville underneath, Sainer, wild layup thrown up. Rebound South Ripley, they can tie or take a lead. Opendorf up top, comes off the ball screen left side. Now up top to Gunner. Gunner to Franklin. Left elbow for the tie. No good, too strong. Rebound battled for. South Ripley wins it. Then Batesville takes it away, but then right back to it, South Ripley. Cornette shot inside is too strong. And Batesville gets a fast break off the rebound. Lydia Haskamp with the layup for two. And I thought for a second the Haskamp on the right side was not going to hit that.
Yeah, it was a long dribble to get down there, but she finally pulled it away.
South Ripley back down by 4, 20-16. Warner shot from three, no good. Offensive rebound chased down by South Ripley, Susie Gunner. Raiders reset. Franklin underneath, shot up, rims out after one dance around the rim. And then a foul on the rebound goes against the Lady Raiders. And that comes with 2:25 to go in the second quarter. Batesville 20, South Ripley 16.
And that's going to be the first on Reese Obendorf. Third team foul of the quarter for the Raiders.
And we're going to get a timeout on the floor. And this one is taken by Batesville. And we'll step aside for a 60-second timeout as well. 2:25 to go, second quarter. Batesville 20, South Ripley 16. Girls Ripley County Tournament Championship on the Sports Voice Country 103.9 WRBI.
So, have you been to the Rusty Buck's new location in Batesville? You haven't. Well, you ought to see it. Located north of the interstate on Highway 229, you can't miss it. Just like you've relied on the Rusty Buck for all your hunting and fishing supplies and for sales, you can now find that same great service and a wide range of everything you'll need for the great outdoors in Batesville, too. When you're ready to get serious about hunting and fishing, see the Rusty Buck, now in Batesville and for sales.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
Rob and Jim with you. Second quarter of this girls Ripley County basketball tournament championship game. It's still a close one. Batesville has had a couple chances to pull away, but South Ripley continues to come back. Lady Bulldogs lead the Lady Raiders 20-16.
Much more like it. Heck of a ball game so far, and you see how Sophie Gazelle was feeling almost back to 100%, even though she still has a bandage on her right wrist from the couple weeks she was out, really providing a lot to the Bulldogs the last couple games.
Ivy Tech Community College, Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep, two sponsors of girls high school basketball for you tonight inside this Ripley County tournament. Batesville ball, 2:12 to go before halftime. In the corner, Kathman for three. That's a long one. Should not have taken that shot. Rebound South Ripley. Down by four. They're push up ahead to Warner. Aubrey drives right side. Shot up, no good. Rebound comes down into the hands of Madeline Haskamp. And then Obendorf with the steal. Obendorf quickly across. She'll go right side. Spin move. Nice one. And a good touch off the glass for Reese Obendorf. And we've got a two-point game at 20-18. Obendorf now with 7 points in the half. 1:34. Second quarter, Batesville up by two at 20-18. And they will turn the basketball over. And South Ripley with another opportunity to tie or take a lead.
Sainer missed that pass and had to go back over the line. Lydia Haskamp comes back in to replace Claire, and again, the Bulldogs get the height advantage back with both Haskamp and Peters in at the same time.
Should be a fun ending to this first half of play. South Ripley trailing with 1:25 on the game clock. Left corner, Gunner gets out to Warner. Now top of the key, Obendorf swings it on the right wing to Cornette. Cornette gets it out to Samples. Now back to Obendorf on the wing. Now they'll try and go left side. Warner gets the pass in the middle. Out to Samples for the tie, and we are tied at 20.
Claire Samples, her first score.
5'8 freshman makes this a 20-20 contest. 55 seconds to go here before halftime. Batesville basketball. Right corner, Gazelle inside to Lydia Haskamp for two. She got it. 22-20. Here's that full court press for Batesville. Obendorf gets by one defender. Can break it, rather, to Samples on the right side. Now Lady Raiders work it to the left in the corner to Warner. Now left wing it goes to Obendorf. Obendorf on the dribble drive. Kicks out Samples. We're at 25 seconds in the second quarter. A two ties it. Three gives South Ripley the lead. Samples, left baseline. Gets double teamed, and we've got a tie-up. But the arrow does favor South Ripley. The clock stands at 16.9 seconds.
Lexi Franklin checks back in, giving a breather to Susie Gunner for the closing 16 seconds of the half.
Obendorf is going to trigger the inbounds play. Going to go out to Warner on the left wing. Warner, bounce pass to Obendorf. We're at 12 seconds. Obendorf, corner to Cornette. Cornette going to try and drive. They'll find Franklin underneath. Turnaround jumper. Foul is called.
And they're going to give Lexi two shots on this one. It goes against Lydia Haskamp.
So both Haskamps now with two fouls in this first half. And Lexi Franklin with two made free throws can tie this ball game before halftime. Franklin's got 4 points.
4.4 seconds remaining on the clock.
First free throw, no good, so the lead will remain intact for the time being for Batesville. Lydia Haskamp is going to come out. Claire Sainer back in for her. One more attempt coming up for Franklin, the 5'10 junior. It is up, and it is good. One-point game. Batesville across, shot up off the backboard, and that takes us to halftime for Sophie Gazelle. And boy, this championship game is playing out like a title tilt should. After two quarters of play, Batesville 22, South Ripley 21, both teams in desperate want of that Ripley County Tournament Championship at the end of the night. We're going to step aside for a 90-second timeout and come back with our halftime show, some analysis and halftime numbers for you as a part of girls high school basketball on this Friday night. You're listening to the Ripley County Tournament on Country 103.9 WRBI, WRBIRadio.com, and the new WRBI radio app.
Life moves fast. The technology services from Great Plains Communications move faster. Whether it's working, learning, or streaming from home, or powering your business with a robust fiber connection, our full suite of technology services helps you keep up with today's fast-paced environment. Our local team of call center representatives and technicians are dedicated to providing a superior customer experience, ensuring you have the support and services you need to succeed. Contact Great Plains Communications today at 877-839-9494 or gpcom.com.
We don't sell you cars, we help you buy them.
Fleetwood Chevrolet at 950 North Michigan Avenue in Greensburg invites you to visit them. They're here to help you with your next new or pre-owned vehicle purchase, as well as all your service and parts needs. They're the home of Greensburg's only drive-in service lane and free oil changes for life with the purchase of a new vehicle. Give them an opportunity to earn your business at Fleetwood Chevrolet.
We don't sell you cars, we help you buy them.
You already know H&R Block does taxes, but you may not know you can get expert help in person or virtually, or that our tax pros average 10 years of experience. You can even request the same tax pro every year, and your biggest possible refund is always guaranteed. At H&R Block, help is here. All tax situations are different. Not everyone gets a refund. Limitations apply. See hrblock.com/guarantees.
H&R Block, with convenient locations in Batesville, Sunman, Brookville, Greensburg, and Versailles.
Hi, this is Mike Stratton of the Stratton Karstetter Funeral Home in Versailles. Eric Karstetter and I are proud to partner with WRBI in bringing you the 100th edition of the Ripley County Tournament. So whether you're an old Napoleon Bearcat, an Osgood Cowboy, a Cross Plains Wildcat, a new Marion Panther, a Versailles Lion, or an old Holton Warhorse like me, we hope you will enjoy one of the finest traditions in Indiana high school basketball.
Stratton Karstetter Funeral Home, proudly serving southeastern Indiana for over two decades.
This is the Halftime Show from 103.9 WRBI. Now, let's take a look at game stats and area scores.
And our coverage of the Ripley County Basketball Tournament is brought to you this year by not only H&R Block, but also Ison's Family Pizza, Stratton Karstetter Funeral Home, the Rusty Buck, Runs Gutswiller, also Osgood Utilities, Fleetwood Chevrolet, and Great Plains Communications. Jim Williams along with Rob LaFerry. And Rob, what a first half that was between the Raiders and the Bulldogs. It's as close as you get, 22-21. Really impressive young women making it happen out there.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think you're coming into the halftime break, and both teams have adjustments that they will want to make. And certainly there's adjustments that can be made on both sides probably equally. But the great thing is, even though there's mistakes, these two teams are competing extremely hard so far tonight. You can tell that this is a championship ball game, that both have a lot to play for, and really impressed with that grit and that effort on both sides of the floor. Batesville had a chance to pull away a little bit. South Ripley prevents it. South Ripley had an early lead. What happens? Batesville comes back. So it's been a game of runs. It's starting to come down to a one-possession game again. Does it stay that way in the second half? I think there's a good chance it does. But you know that both these teams are trying to figure out in the locker room, okay, what's it going to take for us to get a comfortable margin and be able to push it back out to a point where we feel comfortable that we're going to get that victory tonight?
I'm guessing, just guessing, that probably no margin under, say, 8 or 10 would be comfortable for either one of these teams.
No, I don't think so. Because, and we've seen, what, an 8-point Batesville lead that's evaporated here in this first half. So
each team has shown that they can strike quickly.
Yes.
And if one or the other gets hot and the other does not,
correct,
then somebody's going to have a problem.
100% agree.
Let's take a look at the scoring quickly here, Rob. In the first half for South Ripley, they were certainly balanced. Actually, both teams were. But the Raiders are led by Reese Obendorf. We talked about how outstanding she is. And she had three buckets and a free throw in the half for 7 points to be the second leading scorer in the game, but leading South Ripley. Also with a bucket and a tray was Susie Gunter, and with two buckets and a free throw, it was Lexi Franklin, so they each have five. And with a two-pointer each are Lydia Cornett and Claire Samples. For the Bulldogs of Batesville, they've got Sophie Gazelle with three baskets, all in the first quarter, though. She didn't score in the second, has six for the half. Allison Peters leads the way with 8 points for the half. She is the leading scorer in the game. Lydia Haskamp with four has two buckets in the second and two buckets in the first for Sydney Campbell, the freshman, and she has four. Campbell playing well in the last couple games for Batesville, Rob, and again, Coach Taylor has made some kind of change in the last week or so, because we saw it on Tuesday in the Bulldogs game. The bigs, Lydia Haskamp and Allie Peters, are coming out off the post more often and getting more involved farther up the floor. I think that's only going to benefit the Bulldogs, especially if they keep doing it in the second half and can be effective against the Raiders. However, the Raiders look like they have every tool available to counter.
Well, I think that's a great point, you know, in talking about countering, because you're seeing those things. But South Ripley's pretty well prepared for it. They have really plugged up their defense to the point where Batesville cannot play that game comfortably right now.
Right.
They can still play it, but I think you got to draw something up here in the second half that's going to allow you to get back to a comfortable position offensively with those players and make those openings happen again, because a lot of what Batesville has been able to get in terms of points over the last few minutes of the game has been off of South Ripley turnovers. We've seen the layups by Peters and by Gazelle on a couple of occasions. So it's not necessarily scoring that you're getting from offensive sets. It's been able to be what you get off of turnovers in transition. So if they can still do that and find ways to be open in the offensive set, that does bode well for Batesville. But again, just super impressed with the grit and determination. South Ripley is really fighting here in this matchup.
And I think both teams are, and much more strategy in this game and that previous Batesville game than we might have seen earlier in the season. And it is going to be more of a chess match than we might have expected from, again, either team earlier in the campaign.
Yeah, so, you know, right now this is not playing out like a 10-point game from back in November, a 12-point game for that matter. This one right now has all the makings of coming down to the wire, but, you know, you never know what's going to happen. You know, you could see Batesville do what they did on Tuesday night against Jacksonville. It's a close ball game, and they come out red hot, and they end up winning that one by 10. But I think South Ripley has to find a way to maintain and stay foot, because if you think about South Ripley from Tuesday night, a strong start against Milan,
right,
but tapered off a little bit in that second half. They cannot afford that letdown here tonight.
We also, in the same way, the mirror image, would not be surprised to see Reese Obendorf go on a run. She is certainly a scoring machine when she wants to be or is able to be for South Ripley. I absolutely agree with you, Rob. This could be a wild, wild second half, and it certainly is great for the Bulldogs to have Allie Peters available to get more freewheeling in her game rather than just stuck in the post, and I think about benefits Lydia Haskamp as well.
Yeah, I would agree. And when I look at Batesville right now, you gotta like that you're up by one and Kaylin Kathman has yet to score.
Yeah.
That was your second leading score, yes, on Tuesday night against Jacksonville. And so, you know, okay, if we can get her open for a couple of shots to add her to the mix tonight, that is going to be a major factor as well in the final two.
The freshman's line in the Tuesday game against Jacksonville was three threes in the first quarter and one in the fourth. it really was kind of a dagger toward the end. She hit a couple free throws as well. So, yeah, you got to watch out for the freshman, number 5. She appears to be a special player. Congrats to South Ripley on containing her so far. But, yeah, if Kaylin gets loose, watch out.
Yeah, they've let her bring the ball up the floor, but then once she's made that pass away, the defense has put her in positions where she can no longer get the basketball in a spot where she can score. I think one of the last shots that she put up was she was double-teamed in the corner. She's right. Far out. She's just trying to get herself going. What'd she do? She tried to throw up the shot. It's a miss. Southwood gets a rebound. They get a score on the other end.
Right.
That's part of being a freshman. You're going to have those moments, just like Sydney Campbell had a couple in the first half. But if they're able to take this first half and say, okay, this is what it's going to be like playing for a county tourney championship. All right, here's what I need to do. I know I can go out and do it.
And if folks see it and haven't seen the previous games, trust us, the double team is not an accident.
No, it is not. So we do have our teams back in huddles and immediately out on the floor, and they have cranked up the air conditioning in this joint as well, as there is a big chill.
We'd be chilling up here for sure.
Yeah, that is no lie.
Baseball ball to start the half. Sophie Gazelle to inbound.
Going to inbound it right across the way from us at half court. And we are underway in the second half. Batesville basketball on the left wing. Madeline Haskamp will go left corner to Lydia Haskamp. Both teams back out with starters here in this ball game. Underneath, Allison Peters forces a shot up and gets it over Lexi Franklin for 2. For Peters, that's going to be her 10th point. Full court press back in effect for Batesville. South Ripley will break it with ease this time. They'll get it across. Opendorf with it on the top of the floor. Right side, Susie Gunner. Back to Opendorf with 7:23 to go in the third. Shot underneath. That one good for Lexi Franklin. So the two bigs, Peters and Franklin, trading baskets. One-point game again. Batesville leads 24-23. 1 minute inside this third quarter. You've got Lydia Haskamp out. Sophie Gazelle, right wing 3. Bingo.
Gazelle for 3.
First 3 made for Batesville tonight. Puts it out to a 2-possession game at 27-23. 6:50 in the third. Obendorf with the basketball for the Lady Raiders. She'll push it across quickly. Her layup is up and good. Not a lot of defense to start out this second half. We're trading buckets. South Ripley trailing 27-25. And there's Obendorf with a steal. Obendorf up ahead, layup too strong, but right there is Samples to pick up the trash, and we're tied at 27. Tie game, 6:20 to go in the third quarter. Batesville, basketball elbow, will get it out to Kathman. Kathman, ball knocked away, picked up by South Ripley. The Lady Raiders can take the lead. Ball knocked out of bounds. The green and white maintain control.
You can't fumble the ball in this situation. That's exactly what the Bulldogs did.
Madeline Haskamp going to come out for Batesville. Sydney Campbell in. It's a bit of a smaller lineup, but in terms of guard play, that does put probably your best ball handlers out on the perimeter if you're Batesville.
No doubt.
6 minutes to go. Tied at 27 in the third. South Ripley basketball. Obendorf across the timeline right side. Obendorf bounce pass to Samples. Left corner for 3. Knocked it down.
5 points in the quarter for Claire Samples.
She's got 7 overall, and South Ripley back out in front, 30-27. Batesville trying to respond, and 3 seconds in the lane, calling against the Lady Bulldogs. That is an error that you cannot make, and now South Ripley can push in front by 2 possessions for the first time since the first quarter.
Allie Peters camping out in there is exactly what she has not done for the last game and most of this one so far, so it's a surprise.
So quick officials timeout. We are back to play with 5:40 on the clock in the third. South Ripley can extend the lead. Obendorf will direct traffic here for the Versailles crew. Obendorf across the timeline. Top of the key, drifts left side to Samples in the corner. Back to Obendorf it goes. Inside Franklin. Franklin, double team, gets it out to Gunner. Back to Obendorf, swings it around. Samples for 3 again. That one, nothing but net. 2 back-to-back from the left corner for Samples, the freshman. It's a six-point Raider lead, 33-27. And then we've got a jump ball, and the arrow favors South Ripley.
Wow. This is a huge momentum swing. Coach Taylor frustrated.
And Batesville has to call a timeout. It's going to be a 30-second timeout. We'll take it too. Back in 30 on the Sports Voice, Country 103.9 WRBI.
Hi, everybody. It's Jim Williams again. And you know, the 100th Ripley County Basketball Tournament is a very special thing. And to celebrate it, Affinity Graphics and Tees is taking orders right now for the special t-shirt commemorating this milestone event. They even feature the logos of all the current and past teams that have been part of the tourney. I ordered mine as soon as I heard about it, and I hope you'll order yours right now, too. Just head on over to the Affinity Graphics and Tees Facebook page. That's Affinity Graphics and Tees for your official Ripley County Tournament t-shirt.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
What a run for South Ripley here in this third quarter. 5:09 to go in the third, and the Lady Raiders, a seven-point turnaround, leads Batesville 33-27. We are out of the Batesville timeout. Lady Raiders with the basketball. Ripley County Tourney Championship on the line for the ladies this evening. The boys will follow suit tomorrow at Batesville. South Ripley ball, right wing, Reese Opendorf. Up top, Lydia Cornett. Cornett at the elbow underneath the Franklin, almost throws it away. Franklin corrals it, but then she travels.
That's a huge turnover for the Raiders. Now, can the Bulldogs capitalize? A key question.
Batesville down by two possessions for the first time since the first quarter. They'll push it across the timeline with Kaylin Kathman. Kathman still scoreless here in this ballgame after double figures on Tuesday night. Bulldogs underneath. They'll get it to Peters. Peters gets it knocked away from behind, but there is a foul.
Obendorf with her second of the game, first of the half.
Not a concern now with two fouls since we have 4:32 left to go in the third. Now the key, though, is do not pick up number three. Ball on the floor. Jump ball. Arrow favors Batesville. Clock stops at 4:28 here in the third. Lady Bulldogs to the right of their own bucket. They will inbound. It will be Gazelle up top to Lydia Haskamp. Now left side to Kathman. Kathman on the right wing to Gazelle. Now at the free throw line, Peters. Jumper up. That one no good. It bricked off the back, but then a fight for the rebound. Batesville wins the battle, but then another tie-up, and Obendorf spectacular going on the floor, and that's going to force South Ripley to get the basketball back. Token full-court pressure here for Batesville with Kathman guarding the inbounds, which is by Samples. Samples will inbound it cleanly to Obendorf. Nearing the midway mark of the third quarter, still South Ripley 33, Batesville 27. Obendorf is center circle, and the Raiders are going to take a little time off here. Now to work they go. Gunner inside to Obendorf on the right block, and a foul from behind on Gazelle.
Now they're going to call this on Allie Peters, I believe. They are. Her first of the game. And the first team foul of the half.
Going to prevent Gazelle from getting her second foul. Raiders inbound, foul on the floor, and another Lady Bulldog foul. This will be their second. Mm.
That on Lydia Haskamp.
And that is her third. And Mitchell Taylor wanting an explanation on the call. But he will not get one. 3:55, Raiders still with it. They'll get it out to Cornett. Now left wing to Gunner. Susie wheels around top of the key to Obendorf. Still a six-point lead intact for SR. Obendorf drifts to the right side. Now back up top to Gunner. Gunner being harassed by Sydney Campbell has to give up to Cornett. Raiders just weaving around up top of the key. Cornett has it right corner for three. No good. Rebound, batted around, stays with South Ripley. Last touch by Campbell. So now Obendorf will inbound again for South Ripley. Off the ball screen, away from it. Rather, that's going to be Cornette coming and getting the pass. She'll try and drive. Gets it out. Franklin, right wing three for Lexi. Way too strong. Not sure if that's a shot Mac Manu wanted his offense to take. Other end, Peters for two.
Allie Peters with a sweet spin move there.
Takes it down to a four-point game at 33-29. South Ripley still with the lead. Three to go in the third. Over on the left side, Cornette. Off the ball screen set by Franklin. Now Franklin with it, left elbow. Franklin out to Opendorf. Opendorf drives, throws a shot up, no good. Rebound chased down, and ball on the floor. Batesville fans wanting a foul, but they're going to say last touch by the Lady Bulldogs out of bounds.
It was some hard contact as Samples and Gazelle went to the floor. But yeah, no call.
Samples is out for South Ripley. Aubrey Warner is in. Campbell comes out for the Lady Bulldogs. And Claire Sainer is in for her. We're now down to 2:45. A bit of an offensive lull now after a red-hot start for both teams to this third quarter before South Ripley took control. Opendorf top of the key. Left corner to Warner. Warner will come out. Sophomore has it. Finds Gunner on the right side. At the volleyball line to Opendorf, and South Ripley will call a 30-second timeout. 2:26 to go, third quarter. South Ripley 33, Batesville 29. And while we keep it right here, Jim, let's thank some sponsors.
Absolutely, Robin. They include Ivy Tech Community College, as well as Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep, Napoleon State Bank, and Gehrings. And what a game we have here with only a four-point margin at 2:26 to go in the third quarter. Some of the stats we got to look for late in the game are that Reese Opendorf shoots 45% from the field and averages 10.2 points per game. She's already got nine. And for the Bulldogs, Allie Peters shoots 51% from the field, and Sophie Gazelle dishes off almost three assists per game.
Quick timeout, 30-second variety for Coach McNew just to get his troops calmed down a little bit. 2:26 in the third. Lady Raiders will inbound with that four-point lead in tow. Just a couple minutes away from heading to the fourth quarter in this Ripley County Girls Basketball Tournament Championship. South Ripley off the inbounds with Opendorf. She's over on the left side being guarded up by Gazelle. Opendorf fends her off. We'll go corner to Gunner. Gunner looking, still looking, tries to drive, has to kick it out. We'll find Opendorf, and Opendorf will reset for South Ripley. Crossover dribble out to Warner. Head fake and drive for Warner, but she takes an extra step. Lot of east-west action for South Ripley, but nothing north and south, and Batesville can make this a one-possession game here with 1:59 left in the third.
And they seem to have sagged quite a bit in this third quarter so far, Rob. The Bulldogs seem to need a boost, and a score here would provide it to them.
Two makes it a two-point game. A three makes it a one-point affair. Batesville with Gazelle on the left baseline. And her pass is stolen away. Reese Opendorf, wide open layup. It's back to six. Reese Opendorf has made a case that if South Ripley can win this one tonight, she is more than likely your county MVP.
And Reese has 11 points so far.
35-29 Ripley, 1:30 in the third. Ball out of bounds. Going to stay with Batesville.
Raider fans do not like that at all.
No, they do not. Gazelle's going to come out of the ball game for Batesville. Sydney Campbell is in for her. And Campbell will inbound to Kathman. 1:20 and counting in the third. Sainer, who's still in the ball game, has it. Thought about the three. Decides to pass up here to Madeline Haskamp. Back to Sainer it goes. Sainer guarded up front. South Ripley is still in that 2-3 zone they've been running most of the night. We're down to the one-minute mark of the third. Kathman inside to Peters. Peters looking to get it out. She will do so to Haskamp. Batesville stuck on the perimeter. Kathman underneath to Peters. My guess is, why does Peters continue to put the ball underneath to her knees when she could just go up for the jump shot? Right there's a turnover by her.
The key example of when she should have done exactly that.
35 seconds to go, and a foul on the floor against Batesville. That'll be their third.
This is on Allie Peters.
That'll be her second. Susie Gunner in for South Ripley, and Batesville right now just looks a little too checked out of this ball game in many different aspects as the Lady Raiders inbound. They'll get it to Opendorf inside. She'll throw a shot up, no good, but she draws a foul, and Mitchell Taylor just continues to plead with the officiating. But quite frankly, defense was not in the right spot, and Opendorf will try and make this an eight-point game.
Third personal on Allie Peters. Not good news for the Bulldogs.
31 seconds to go in the third. Reese Opendorf at the free throw line. First one up and good. Seven-point game for South Ripley, 36-29. Batesville did not trail in the second half on Tuesday, and they have lost the lead here early in the third as Opendorf hits a second free throw. 28 seconds, 37-29 South Ripley, Batesville basketball. Left wing Gazelle underneath to Campbell. Campbell bounce pass to Kathman. Now over to Gazelle. Cross court, into the hands of Madeline Haskamp. Up top, Kathman. She'll dump it off underneath. South Ripley with the steal. They've got the number. Samples, layup is good. Samples has got it done with Opendorf here in the third. Shot at the buzzer for Batesville, no good. And what a complete 180 for the South Ripley Lady Raiders here in quarter number three. They trailed by two at halftime. A 12-point swing has allowed them a 39-29 lead over Batesville going in to the fourth quarter. But do not go anywhere. Anything can happen. We come back after the 60-second timeout. It's Ripley County Girls Basketball Tournament Championship game on Country 103.9 WRBI.
Make cleanup easy with a new Whirlpool dishwasher. You won't have leftover dishes to hand wash with the flexibility to fit tall items in the adjustable upper rack and room for 14 place settings. Plus, you can skip scrubbing and pre-rinsing when you use the boost cycle. Shop Gehring's to see how Whirlpool dishwashers can help you manage your family's mealtime messes. Gehring's and Whirlpool, 316 North Main, Batesville.
Immerse yourself in outdoor bliss with Nobby Mower Shop in Batesville. Your green haven awaits with top brands like John Deere, Grasshopper Mowers, and more. Explore John Deere compact tractors from 23 to 100 horsepower, perfect for any lawn. Financing available too. Nobby Mower Shop, 40 years strong, offers pickup, delivery, certified technicians, and parts. Your dream outdoor space starts here. Nobby Mower Shop, turning lawns into havens. Visit today and let the transformation begin.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
Start of the fourth quarter of this Ripley County Girls Basketball Championship game. South Ripley leads Batesville 39-29 after the Lady Raiders hold the Lady Bulldogs to 7 points in the third quarter. But Batesville has the basketball, but a quick shot from the left corner is no good for three. South Ripley can extend the double-digit advantage. Opendorf with it for South Ripley. On the right wing, it goes to Cornett. Cornett finds Franklin at the elbow. Now back to Cornett it goes. South Ripley, quite frankly, is in a position. If you want to take some time off the clock, go for it. Seven to go in the ball game. Opendorf on the right side. Underneath finds Gunner wide open for two, but the shot's no good. Opendorf gets the rebound. Out to Cornett. Her shot no good. Batesville with the rebound, and the Bulldogs are pushing up ahead. Gazelle on the left wing. Up top it goes to Kathman. Still a 10-point game. 6:35 to go in the contest. Peters extended out to the right corner. Goes to Lydia Haskamp at the free throw line. Ball nearly knocked away. Kathman picks it up, finds Peters up for two, got it. 39-31. Here comes the full court press for Batesville. Obendorf, two samples, and it's a steal, and a foul against samples, and that will be Claire's second. Batesville inbound with 6:14. Gazelle looking. Going to go out top here to Madeline Haskamp. Now to Kaylin Kathman. Heading towards the six-minute mark. Lydia Haskamp up top. Kathman, top of the key for three. It is in and out. She remains scoreless, does Kathman. And then we get a jump ball, and the arrow will favor South Ripley.
That's the first time Kathman has launched her three yet tonight. On the rim, but not close to paying off.
Cornette with the basketball, cross court to Sample. South Ripley with it. Nearly gets it taken away. South Ripley breaks through across the timeline. They finally manage to find Opendorf. 5:45, Opendorf top of the key. Being guarded by Madeline Haskamp. Underneath Cornette to Franklin. Back to Cornette, top of the key to Opendorf. Big round of applause from the South Ripley contingency here at the Eagles' Nest. Lady Raiders have it, still up by 8, 39-31. They have taken a minute off the clock. We are at 5:18 here in the fourth. Driving is Opendorf. Looking, finds Franklin. Lexi pivots, puts the ball on the floor, loses handle of the basketball, then picks it up, puts it in for two, and she's fouled from behind. And Peters just picked up her fourth, Jim.
She sure did. That's going to neutralize Allie for the rest of the game, no doubt.
So now a 10-point South Ripley lead. Franklin's free throw is up, no good. 41-31, Lady Raiders. Here comes Batesville with 5 minutes to go. Left side, Kathman. Underneath, going to find Lydia Haskamp for two.
That's what the Bulldogs have needed for a long time.
Press is still out there for the Batesville defense. Opendorf being guarded up top of the press by Madeline Haskamp, and South Ripley will call a timeout. It's going to be a full timeout. We will take it to 4:44 to go in the contest. South Ripley leads Batesville 41-33. It's the Ripley County Girls Championship on Country 103.9 WRBI.
Ivy Tech, your hometown college, is proud to support our local student athletes. Ivy Tech offers over 70 in-demand programs like business, healthcare, advanced manufacturing, and more. Classes are offered in person and online at our Batesville and Lawrenceburg locations. Discover the option that's right for you during Tuesday at the Tech visit days. For more information, go to ivytech.edu/Tuesdays and come check out the Tech.
Osgood Utilities reminds you to know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. Whether it's gas, water, or sewer work being done on your property, insists on it. Osgood Utilities also salutes the Jack Sendell boys and girls basketball teams and wishes them well in the Ripley County Tournament. Organized sports teaches lessons in hard work and teamwork that will stay with these young men and women for life. Osgood Utilities, reminding you to be safe. And dial 811 before you dig.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
Coming down to the wire here at the Ripley County Girls Championship game between Batesville and South Ripley. Batesville's got to play catch-up. South Ripley with 4:44 to go is leading this one 41-33.
And Rob, they're going to start playing catch-up with this final 4:44 with their smaller lineup. Neither Peters nor Lady Haskamp are in.
Lydia Haskamp has three fouls. Peters has four. Back to play. South Ripley breaks the pressure. Gunner up top, left side to Opendorf. Gazelle going to come up and guard her up near center circle. Opendorf still wheeling around. Picks up the basketball. Dumps off to Franklin. Franklin out to Opendorf. Smart move for Franklin not to take that shot.
She almost traveled, though.
Open door still working around. Now we'll get it out to Gunner. Gunner to Cornette. 4 minutes to go in the fourth. Lady Raiders still in control with that 8-point lead and the basketball. And we got a foul called against Batesville.
Sophie Gazelle with only her second of the game, but it's a costly time.
Clock stopped at 3:51. South Ripley will inbound. Opendorf gets it. Behind the back dribble, trying to get across the timeline. And Gazelle with the steal. Sophie on the way up and down. 6-point game. Still ball game. 41-35. 3:30 to go. South Ripley against the press. They'll break it with Gunner on the right side. Gunner out to Cornette. Being harassed by Madeline Haskamp, and that is a very, very iffy call right there. They're going to say Haskamp got her with the hands, and that's going to be Madeline's third.
A really iffy call. Three personals for Maddie Haskamp. Problem for the Dogs. Looking good for the Raiders.
Batesville has one more foul to get before putting the Raiders in the bonus the rest of the game. 3:15, South Ripley underneath. Franklin picks up the dribble. Has to try and get it out. Does so with Cornette. Now over to Gunner. Gunner for three. And that's good. That right there may be a potential dagger as South Ripley is up by nine, 44-35. For Gunner, that's her second triple. And then a bucket for Batesville plus a foul.
Good work by their lone senior, Claire Sainer. Foul on Gunner.
It's going to be her second. Lydia Haskamp coming back in for Batesville. And Gunner's going to come out being replaced for South Ripley by Aubrey Warner. 2:50 in the fourth quarter. 44-37 South Ripley, but a Sainer made free throw here makes this a 6-point game. Sainer the senior. Free throw up. No good. Rebound tapped around. Who's it picked up by? It's by South Ripley. Obendorf on the run. Has to find somebody. Gets it out to Warner with 2:40 on the clock and a near Batesville steal. Clock stops at 2:38. Going to see Sainer come out of the ball game. South Ripley inbounds it up by seven. Cornette has it. 2:30 to go in the game. Cornette finds Franklin, and she's fouled by Lydia Haskamp. And Jim, bad news. That's her fourth.
Yes, it is. The bigs are both back in, both now with four fouls. It may be too late for Batesville for sure. 2.5 minutes left.
2:30. Obendorf will trigger the inbound. Warner finds it. Ball knocked away and stolen by Batesville. Peters back in the ball game. She's got the basketball right side. Shot up, no good, but she draws contact and will head to the stripe.
Two shots coming for Allie Peters. The foul on, I believe, Reese Obendorf. Yes.
That's going to be her third. Competitive until the end here tonight for the title.
What a game it is.
Peters, first free throw. Up. Good. Gunner back in for South Ripley. Warner will come out.
That's 15 on the game for Peters.
Peters has got one more to make this a 5-point deficit. 2:24 to go in the game. Peters second freebie up and down. So South Ripley clinging here, 44-39. Obendorf will inbound and find Samples. Samples double-teamed in the corner, finds Obendorf. Obendorf dribbling through, ball knocked away. Loose ball, and it's going to go out on, they're going to say Batesville. From our angle, I thought that was tapped out by South Ripley.
Exactly. We could use a video replay on that.
2:14, Raiders inbound, still stays with South Ripley. And Mitchell Taylor being given a warning by the official saying, stay in the box. Lady Raiders inbound. Obendorf gets it and fouled. That's going to be on Gazelle. That'll be the third. And that'll be the team's fifth. So Reese Obendorf led to the free throw line. South Ripley is shooting bonus free throws the rest of the way with 2:10 to go in the contest, and they lead 44-39. Obendorf has been hit and miss from the charity stripe this evening. She's made her last two and makes that one. The floor general for the Lady Raiders trying to will her team to the county title. 45-39, 2:10 to go in the game. One more attempt here for Obendorf.
Bulldogs take their big Lydia Haskamp out.
Couple dribbles for Reese up on the way. Got it. Two big ones there. Makes it a 7-point game. 46-39. 2 minutes to go officially in the fourth. Batesville basketball. Kathman, right wing three. No good. Rebound out of bounds. Saves with Batesville.
Only Kathman's second attempt at her three tonight. She obviously does not have the touch this evening.
Gazelle is going to inbound. Out it goes to Peters for two. It's in. It's a 5-point game. South Ripley inbound with 1:48 up 46-41. Loose ball. There's a tie-up. It's a jump ball, and the arrow favors Batesville. So with 1:44, a made field goal makes this a one-possession game if the Lady Bulldogs can connect. They'll inbound with Gazelle underneath. They will find number 10. That is Sydney Campbell, and she travels.
And Bulldog fans believe she was fouled, but that's not the call. It is a walk.
And I believe South Ripley is wanting to call a timeout, and they do. We'll see if it's going to be a 30. It is. So we are going to keep it right here for this one. 1:40 to go in the Ripley County Girls Championship game. Batesville trails South Ripley 46-41. It'll be South Ripley basketball out of the 30.
And this championship ball game is brought to you by Hurt and Elko, Mary Huntington Allstate Insurance, Nobby Moore Shop, Blackhawk Precision Ag, and Affinity Graphics and Tees, plus Bruns Gutzweiler, Osgood Utilities, Fleetwood Chevrolet, and Great Plains Communications.
Matt McNew discussing all the options here of what it's going to take to hold on to this lead. But Batesville continues to scrap, and they will put that full court pressure back out there when they come out. South Ripley will have to go full court. The Raiders are in the bonus for the rest of the game, and South Ripley does have one foul to give if they want to prevent Batesville from scoring a bucket. Here we go. Raiders have it. Obendorf across the timeline. It gets smacked. Samples picks it up. 1:27. Obendorf, top of the key. Dribbling around, finds Samples on the right wing. Samples bounce pass to Franklin. Now and out it goes to Gunner. Now Obendorf. Batesville's going to have about a foul here at some point, and they do.
Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep is a proud sponsor of local athletics. I'm Michelle Galk, and at Batesville Chrysler, we value this community and the relationships we've built with our customers. As your hometown car dealer, we understand the importance of staying connected to the community. We commend all our student athletes and their hard work and dedication. That's why we're proud to sponsor local sports coverage so that fans can stay connected no matter where we are. Remember, you can buy a car anywhere, but when you buy at Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep, we can all work together to support the future of this great community.
Cecil here from Ison's Family Pizza.
Cup and Char.
Our Cup and Char pepperoni has been an area favorite for years.
Cup and Char.
But we now have a new addition to our Cup and Char lineup. Come and try our sliced sausage. Our sausage is a sliced mild Italian sausage that cups when baked.
Cup and char.
Our new cup and char sausage is available on all of our pizza lineup.
Cup and char.
Get your cup and char sausage or cup and char pepperoni at Ison's Family Pizza, 812-933-0333, Ison'sFamilyPizza.com, or downtown Batesville.
At the Napoleon State Bank, we believe that banking locally means our customers get the service they deserve. Local doesn't mean small. At the Napoleon State Bank, we believe local means caring, listening, advocating, growing businesses, supporting community, and having your best interest at the heart of everything we do. With so much uncertain in the world, your bank should bring you peace of mind. Come into the Napoleon State Bank today and let us show you the difference a local bank can make.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
When looking for the highest standard of HVAC service and care, turn to Hurt & Elko, your local Lennox Premier dealer. Hurt & Elko and their Premier dealer status means you are certain to be working with a company who has the highest level of training, professionalism, and customer satisfaction. For a limited time, they're offering up to $1,900 in rebates on a brand new Lennox system or finance with low monthly payments. Call Hurt & Elko today at 812-934-4646 or visit them online at hurt-elko.com to learn more. Conditions apply. See dealer for details.
Welcome to Allstate, where saving on your auto insurance is kind of like a joyride. You, your car, and an open road may be your best friend, too. The music is chill, and so is the traffic. Allstate, here better protection costs a whole lot less. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Contact Batesville and Shelbyville Allstate agent Mary Huntington for a quote today. Allstate and affiliates offer products and services subject to availability, terms, and conditions.
Are you in control of your planter? Knowing what your planter's doing is the only way to make your best planter pass every time. With Precision Planting Seed Sense, you get the ultimate planter monitor and diagnostic tool that tells you what you need to know, from population to downforce and more. So take control of your planter. Visit planterofthefuture.com. Try Seed Sense and more to transform your planter with Blackhawk Precision Ag, State Road 3, just north of Greensburg. Call 593-0405 or visit blackhawkag.com today.
The Sports Voice, Country 103.9, WRBI, Batesville, Greensburg, Versailles, Brookville.
Quick technical difficulty, but we are back. Let's set the stage for what you have missed. 33 seconds to go. Girls Ripley County Championship. Batesville trails South Ripley 47-43. Make it 48-43 because South Ripley is at the free throw line. Lexi Franklin is shooting two. And it was another foul and forced Lydia Haskamp out of the game with her fifth. Second one up for Franklin. It is also in. And timeout Batesville. We are going to keep it right here. So Lexi Franklin makes two free throws. 33 seconds to go in the contest. South Ripley 49, Batesville 43. It's not over with yet, but some of those weapons that perhaps that Batesville might need, Gazelle and Haskamp, no longer can be in this game because of the five fouls.
And we apologize now, realizing how long we might have been off, but it has been an exciting last few moments of the fourth quarter here. Again, 49-43, South Ripley. The Raiders are going to win this, and the Bulldogs have really run out of options. They've fouled out Lydia Haskamp and Sophie Gazelle, young women, of course, battling for it as hard as they can, but they don't have any options yet left, and Reese Obendorf and Lexi Franklin have really gotten it done for the Raiders of South Ripley here late in the going in the fourth quarter.
So both teams are out of the timeout. Batesville will have to go full court here, so you'll send samples up to apply a little token full court pressure. 6-point South Ripley lead. South Ripley looking for its first county tourney title since 2022. Batesville won it a year ago in 23. 30 seconds. Here's Batesville. Campbell to Sainer. Goes out. Kathman, right corner three. In and out. Ball out of bounds. Goes to South Ripley. And if South Ripley can get this across and hit a couple free throws, that might put this one on ice. Samples to Obendorf. And she's fouled. And that will be against Madeline Haskamp, and that'll be her fourth.
Reese Obendorf.
So Reese Obendorf is back. Multiple free throw attempts tonight for her, and she has been phenomenal. First free throw, good. ...50-43. One more attempt. It's on the way. And good. And that right there probably does it. South Ripley will see Batesville call a timeout. It's a full timeout. We are going to step aside, take a 30-second timeout. Back with more Country 103.9 WRBI.
So, have you been to the Rusty Buck's new location in Batesville? You haven't? Well, you ought to see it. Located north of the interstate on Highway 229, you can't miss it. Just like you've relied on the Rusty Buck for all your hunting and fishing supplies and for sales, you can now find that same great service and a wide range of everything you'll need for the great outdoors in Batesville, too. When you're ready to get serious about hunting and fishing, see the Rusty Buck, now in Batesville and for sales.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
18 seconds to go in the Ripley County Girls Championship game, and South Ripley looks to be on their way to victory, 51-43 over Batesville. Bulldogs, though, do have the basketball. They will inbound, and they'll be looking to go to Allison Peters. They'll find Peters off the pass from Sainer. Quickly up ahead is Peters. Out to Kathman for a three. It's an air ball. Batesville gets it. No shot underneath. A second attempt, no good. Ball is batted around. Peters up. Her shot's no good. Loose ball on the floor, and it's going to be a jump ball, and it's South Ripley basketball, and that is going to do it. So Batesville got this matchup a year ago, but South Ripley, for the second time in a span of 3 years, is the Ripley County Tournament Champions inside Girls Hoops in 2024. And they will do it tonight by a final score of 51-43 over the Batesville Lady Bulldogs. A competitive ball game on both sides until the end, but the Lady Raiders grab control in the third quarter, and they never look back. So Batesville will take the runner-up finish. Jacksonville tonight finishes third, Milan at fourth. And South Ripley stands atop the county for another season with head coach Matt McNew. We step aside and take a timeout. When we come back, it will be post-game time, as we will have a wrap-up of this one along with the final game numbers. You have been listening to the Ripley County Girls Basketball Tournament all right here this week on Country 103.9 WRBI.
Life moves fast. The technology services from Great Plains Communications move faster. Whether it's working, learning, or streaming from home, or powering your business with a robust fiber connection, our full suite of technology services helps you keep up with today's fast-paced environment. Our local team of call center representatives and technicians are dedicated to providing a superior customer experience, ensuring you have the support and services you need to succeed. Contact Great Plains Communications today at 877-839-9494 or gpcom.com.
We don't sell you cars, we help you buy them.
Fleetwood Chevrolet at 950 North Michigan Avenue in Greensburg invites you to visit them. They're here to help you with your next new or pre-owned vehicle purchase, as well as all your service and parts needs. They're the home of Greensburg's only drive-in service lane and free oil changes for life with the purchase of a new vehicle. Give them an opportunity to earn your business at Fleetwood Chevrolet.
We don't sell you cars, we help you buy them.
You already know H&R Block does taxes, but you may not know you can get expert help in person or virtually, or that our tax pros average 10 years of experience. You can even request the same tax pro every year, and your biggest possible refund is always guaranteed. At H&R Block, help is here. All tax situations are different. Not everyone gets a refund. Limitations apply. See hrblock.com/guarantees.
H&R Block, with convenient locations in Batesville, Sunman, Brookville, Greensburg, and Versailles.
Hi, this is Mike Stratton of the Stratton Karstetter Funeral Home in Versailles. Eric Karstetter and I are proud to partner with WRBI in bringing you the 100th edition of the Ripley County Tournament. So whether you're an old Napoleon Bearcat, an Osgood Cowboy, a Cross Plains Wildcat, a new Marion Panther, a Versailles Lion, or an old Holton Warhorse like me, we hope you will enjoy one of the finest traditions in Indiana high school basketball.
Stratton Karstetter Funeral Home, proudly serving southeastern Indiana for over two decades.
This is the Post Game Show on 103.9 WRBI with a look at the final game stats and scores from area games.
And welcome back to Jacksonville High School as a part of the post game coverage of the 2024 Ripley County Girls Basketball Tournament. Championship is in the books, and South Ripley has won it for the second time in a matter of 3 years. They defeat Batesville, the defending champion, by a final score of 51-43. Rob LaFerry, Jim Williams here with you on this Friday night. Thank you so much for joining us for the coverage all week long of the county tourney. Of course, we got more in store for you tomorrow night, as it will be boys action over at Batesville. Milan will take on Jacksonville in the consolation game beginning at 6 o'clock. Our coverage on WRBI begins at 5:45. And then the championship game, a repeat of this one tonight, Batesville to take on South Ripley. It will follow the Hall of Fame induction ceremony for the class of 2024 of the Ripley County Basketball Hall of Fame. But Jim, a competitive ball game in the title tilt tonight, and South Ripley more than deserving of the victory.
Heck of a game, Rob. It was just amazing, and the Raiders really got it done when they needed to, and their go-to woman, Reese Obendorf, really led the way, and she did everything she could possibly have been asked, but of course, so did everybody. There was a lot of effort on the floor. This was a game that was in doubt until those closing few minutes, and an amazing contest, a great one to be able to see and to be able to be here for. And let me take a look at the scoring real quickly. Unofficially, of course, Rob, it was Obendorf leading the way for South Ripley with 18 points. Claire Samples had 12. There were 8 on the board for Susie Gunter. Also 2 for Lydia Cornett and 6 by Lexi Franklin. Again, 18 was the lead by Obendorf. She really got it done for the green and white. For the Bulldogs of Batesville, all scorers were led by Allison Peters with 20 points. She could have had more, but it just wasn't to be for the Bulldogs. 11 points for Sophie Gazelle, coming off that wrist injury and looking very sharp, but just not quite there enough. Lydia Haskamp had only 6 for Batesville tonight, and it was 2 points for Claire Sainer and 4 for Sydney Campbell. 14 points for Batesville in that fourth quarter, and 12 for South Ripley, but the Raiders were on top enough at the end of 3 to withstand that, and again, they win it 51-43.
Yeah, again, overall, I thought it was just a great ball game to be a part of, and hopefully those of you listening, whether at home or anywhere else using the website or the app, enjoyed a fantastic one tonight between Batesville and South Ripley. And what we are going to do is step aside, take our final 90-second timeout, and Jim and I will put the wraps on this one tonight from the Eagle's Nest in Osgood. Again, South Ripley wins the county tourney on the girls' side tonight by a final score of 51-43 over Batesville. Right here, Country 103.9 WRBI, WRBIRadio.com, and the new WRBI radio app.
Hi, everybody. It's Jim Williams again. And you know, the 100th Ripley County Basketball Tournament is a very special thing. And to celebrate it, Affinity Graphics and Tees is taking orders right now for the special t-shirt commemorating this milestone event. They even feature the logos of all the current and past teams that have been part of the tourney. I ordered mine as soon as I heard about it, and I hope you'll order yours right now, too. Just head on over to the Affinity Graphics and Tees Facebook page. That's Affinity Graphics and Tees for your official Ripley County Tournament t-shirt.
A Maytag washer can handle the tough loads with extra power to boost stain fighting on any wash cycle. The built-in water faucet is ready to give clothes a quick rinse or a long soak. Plus, the deep fill option delivers more water when you want it. Visit Gehring's to see how a Maytag laundry pair can help you power through laundry day. Gehring's and Maytag, 316 North Main, Batesville.
Unleash precision at Nobby Moore Shop in Batesville. Elevate your outdoor game with top-tier equipment, John Deere compact tractors, grasshopper mowers, and steel tools. From 23 to 100 horsepower, John Deere compact tractors redefine efficiency. Need financing? They've got you covered. Nobby Mower Shop, your local outdoor authority for 40 years, offers expert service, pickup, delivery, and a treasure trove of parts. Nobby Mower Shop, where precision meets performance. Visit today and transform your outdoors.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
And here at the South Ripley victory over Batesville, 51-39 for the girls tournament championship. We remind you that the boys championship and third place game are coming up tomorrow evening, so be sure to be with us for those as well. Our Ripley County Tournament basketball sponsors include Ivy Tech Community College, Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep, Napoleon State Bank, Gehring's, H&R Block, Ison's Family Pizza, Stratton Carstetter Funeral Home, the Rusty Buck, Bruns Gutzwiller, also Osgood Utilities, Fleetwood Chevrolet, Great Plains Communications, Hurt and Elko, Mary Huntington Allstate Insurance, Nobby Mower Shop, Blackhawk Precision Ag, Affinity Graphics and Tees, and Assured Partners Insurance with various agents throughout the community.
So again, final score tonight, South Ripley 51, Batesville 43, and then if you missed the consolation game tonight, it was Jacksonville. They get the win over Milan by a score of 70-33. So South Ripley takes the top tier. You've got Batesville runner-up, Jacksonville third, and then a fourth-place spot for the Milan Lady Indians. The win for South Ripley does push their overall record to 11-5. Their next ball game is not for another 6 days. They'll be on the road taking on Rising Sun on January 11th. And for Batesville, you take a look at the overall record for them. They are now at 11-8, and they get an entire week off after tonight in terms of playing a ball game. And they come back and play at home on January 12th against South Dearborn. That one will count for the EIAC standing. So a chance for them to let this tourney loss maybe sink in a little bit, and a chance for them to forget and then come back and get ready for the gauntlet of the EIAC slate that does still remain before tournament time here in the state of Indiana. We want to say a big thank you again to all of you who listen into the girls portion of the tournament this week, not just tonight but Tuesday as well, and we encourage you to stick around for our boys broadcast tomorrow as Milan will take on Jacksonville, and then another South Ripley-Batesville showdown for you at the Dog Pound tomorrow. Rob Moorhead, Brian Samples, they will be on the call, and that one will have a coverage time of about 5:40, about 20 minutes before game number one between Milan and Jacksonville at 6 o'clock. Big thank you to John Heil back at the studio for being on the board. It's a long night for him. We want a chance to get him home for the evening. So with that being said, on behalf of John back at the studio and on behalf of Jim Williams, my color commentator this evening, this is Rob LaFerry saying so long. You've been listening to girls high school basketball, the Ripley County Tournament on Country 103.9 WRBI.